This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Sort of with visuals in our mind and therefore using our words to paint good pictures about what's going on. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and the getting gets done. We're moving faster and I hope in a better direction. I don't like excuses. I think we've gotten a lot of those. So let's decide on our own that we're not going to make excuses for things. There was something that you said, I think both of you said earlier on, that I want to sort of go back to for a minute, just for a minute. The idea, it's been in my mind ever since you said it, the whole business about what we are losing by not spending time with our loved ones. And there are two sides to that argument that are very, they're not prickly, I think they're very poignant. Jennifer made one point, Victoria made another point. And as I listened to it, the idea of this past, what, 5, 6, 7, 8 months? How long have we been into this stuff? 8 months almost, right? We've had the virus on our mind.
Mid-March. It started for us lives. Here. So
yeah. April, May, June, July, August, September, October. Yeah, 7, 8 months. And in that time, we have been told lots of things. We have been told that we need to wear a mask and have social distancing, personal distancing, and I agree with that. I think it's actually quite impolite if you don't do that. But then there's the other stuff about how far do you go with it? And what does it do if you do stick to those guidelines to your personal life, to the people that you love? The folks that, let's say something did happen to you and you were no longer with us, would you say, gee, I wish I'd have spent some of the time instead of being in fear with the people that I cared about? And so I don't want to necessarily spend a lot of time on this, but both of you presented very compelling arguments. Victoria, you made mention of the people that you know, that you care about, the people that you've lost. And I think that helps bring us around to at least one point of view. And then Jennifer, who basically just said, you know, I've been through all of this, I'm tired of it, and I'm not going to do it anymore.
All of us are tired of it.
Well, yeah. It's not even about being tired of it. It's that the worst thing for me when I was going through it was the unknown and the fear factor. And I think I've even told you guys a million times, I wanted to write a book. Like, for pregnant people, there's what to expect when you're expecting. I wanted to do that for people who get diagnosed because it is so scary. And it's because we're getting all of these negative messages in the news media, and they are infiltrating our brain, and they are constant. And we are constantly given the worst-case scenario. We're not told about the fact that most people who get COVID will recover. We are not talked to, you know, we're not told about that. And so I'm just, I don't want to get COVID again. I don't want my parents, anybody I love, I don't want anybody to get it again. But I think there's a perfectly acceptable medium where you live your life and you take the precautions that you can, because we are forgetting that we're not guaranteed another day. And maybe I'm a little more raw about this because over the last few days I've had several of my closest family members and friends in hospitals, and they're there by themselves because they have to be. And I had another family friend who almost died alone because their family can't get into the hospital. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of them trying to tell us that they have to keep us safe by not letting us advocate for our loved ones. You know what? There are choices to make. And if I have a loved one in the hospital and I want to take the chance that I might get COVID so I can be with that person,
yeah, that should be
I want to be told that I can do that. Mm-hmm. I don't want the government telling me what is best for me.
Look, we make a choice to go into salons or we go into restaurants, right?
I've been to the salon twice. You have to wear a mask in between bites, that you actually have to put your mask on and chew and then take your mask off again. And
if
you're that afraid of getting COVID, get out of a restaurant. What are you even doing there?
But to your point, though, if you want to visit someone in the hospital, I do think that at this point now, the hospitals, now in certain places, hospitals are getting back up to capacity. So I understand there are some systems that are a little overwhelmed. But if you're in a state where the virus is moderately under control, I've gone to have my hair done twice now in a salon, and I have to sign a release form every time I go in the salon. You should be able to sign a release that you're not going to hold the hospital hostage if you know, if you get COVID. So I think you should have that choice if you want to go and visit a loved one. Absolutely.
We should have had that choice all along. You know, it's just, I don't know.
Well, in New York, it was a war zone, and there wasn't even room for the actual patients. Let alone
I'm just
people,
talking about
you know.
The now, the here and now. We can't do anything
at
about
this point,
what has
now,
happened.
Yeah, I think
the
you should
here
be able
and
to
now,
visit.
It's time for different kinds of choices. With that, I just want people to think that through. Now, there are some other things that are coming from various points of view on the treatment that the president has gotten. Is it dangerous? Was it dangerous for him to take that steroid treatment? And does it make a difference? Is this treatment available to the average person at
yes.
this point?
All of the things that the president took are available. My mom was on a steroid. I actually think the same steroid, and my mom was also on remdesivir, and that was during the summer.
Well,
so that was available to
her. Dexamethasone
has
not been approved yet. So,
neither is remdesivir. Actually,
right.
None of it has been really. None of those drugs have been approved because the FDA approval
right.
process takes so long. So
right.
none of them have been approved, but they are being prescribed by doctors.
Right. All right, so now the president is...
Just to put a pin in this, I think without fear, they can't control us. And that's what we have to be really careful of, that there's so much fear-mongering because there is an effort to control people. And I just don't want to see any of us go in that direction because, and it has nothing to do about who's in the White House. The fact that the government is the fact that the government is manipulating our minds, and the fact that there is so much fear, so that they can take.
It's all about the government. The government. Every day you hear these things from the government, this and the government that. Screw the government. The government's there not to. We're serving the government, and it's supposed to be serving us. All right. So what about the new FDA vaccine guidelines? Apparently the president's pushing back a little on this. When are we, is he pushing back on the timeline? Or go ahead, Vic.
The FDA came out with new guidelines to make sure that the vaccine would be safe. And so I guess Trump wants to make them less stringent. That's what I got.
Well, does that automatically mean they're less safe because their move is in time? Is that all it
takes? I don't know. I don't know how the vaccine trials work.
See,
but
this is one of those things where you have incomplete information and nobody knows what to think.
Right.
Is he right? Is he wrong? Is this good? Is this bad?
Right.
It's incomplete information.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you to kind of figure it out for yourself. Seems to me anyway. Meanwhile, you've got the city of Washington itself reporting about 100 new cases this week. The high total comes from the White House? Is that what we're to believe from this? Testing is up 81% as well.
31 cases, right, related, yeah. And with all the tentacles so far.
Right. Tentacles. I like that. And
Kellyanne's daughter, who wasn't at that event, but through Kellyanne got it. There are tentacles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so moving to Wisconsin, Governor What's-His-Face out there, Evers, has issued an order, bring back restrictions, whether you like it. It sounds like the mayor of Los Angeles. You have to earn your freedom back again. And so that's what this guy smacks of that to me, anyway. When I look at this, you ladies have a different point of view on it. The state's been pretty bad. There's no question about that. Bars, restaurants, stores, and other public spaces have to limit capacity to 25%, and then, you know,
that's where we are still in New Jersey. We're at 25% capacity for indoor dining. And then New York City, which the whole country was kind of looking to see how New York City would handle it, on September 30th, they opened 25% indoor dining. And then they've had outbreaks, which we've talked about this week, you know, certain outbreaks, 9 different zip codes in Brooklyn and Queens, and now they're shutting down the schools for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Some of the businesses will stay open, but I think they're in those 9 zip codes, they've gone to takeout only, so there's no more indoor dining.
Yeah.
And indoor dining, you know, it just, we know that bars, people sitting at bars and people sitting inside restaurants, that just seems to keep spreading the virus more and more. So, I'm not going to sit inside of a restaurant. I've been outdoors.
You make your decision.
But
let them have it open, and you make your decision on what to do for you. That's kind of what we're saying here.
Yeah.
What do we get? I saw a video that suggested Trump says his infection was a blessing from God.
That's what he said.
When was that?
A video, and I actually, he released a video yesterday, and I didn't get to watch it yet because I had about 1,000,000,000 things to do. But something like it was a blessing for him to have like firsthand knowledge of how it went, so that he could test. Well, and I also think here's the thing that we were kind of forgetting. He's been, for as much as people are criticizing the medications and the therapeutics, he's now tried himself the major therapeutics that are being prescribed right now. And so he can talk about those. And I think that's important. I think
well,
it gives people hope.
Well, his doctor says that he's now symptom free and feeling great. So is that because of all of these steroids or whatever else he took that...
I have to tell you, just from, like, my mom taking Remdesivir, she started to feel better really quickly after she started Remdesivir. It's because it drives the virus from your body. Mm. So,
Is Remdesivir the one that's part of the HIV cocktail?
Yeah, I think it's the really strong antiviral.
Yeah. Yep,
and it was being developed for other purposes, and this is mm-hmm. the first time it's actually been used. And it's still so new that the reason you have to be in the hospital to get it is because you have to get it via IV. But my mom started feeling better. In fact, to the point where she was like, okay, I want to get out of here. I can't believe I have to be in here for another 3 days. I want to get out of here. So, yeah, I think it is pretty strong and powerful. They say he hasn't had any other symptoms, and that's
right,
good.
So,
that's good.
Well, it's good if he's recovered, because everyone after the debate on the vice presidential debate seems to think that that Pence has it. He had. Really? He looked. You know, when I first saw him, I didn't think he looked that well. And then everybody started pointing out he has very bloodshot eyes, which is an early symptom of COVID that we learned all the way going back to nurses anecdotally talking about it out in Washington State and Oregon very early on. Did you have the red eyes too?
Well, I think that's how it got into my body, because it's the only thing
eyes,
I can think
that's
of.
Where it gets.
Yeah, my mask.
Their eyes
I'm
else.
Constantly touching my face. I admit it, and I've been.
Well,
trying
it's a beautiful
to stop,
face.
It's
a lot of people want to touch it, Jennifer.
But I was constantly wearing the mask. I tell you guys that. But my eyes got really irritated the week before I got COVID. So I'm pretty
if
sure
I'd
both
been
of
on
his
ball,
eyes looked pretty bloodshot and not healthy. But
if I'd been on the ball, I would have said to Phil, "Get me that song, Goodbye Ruby Tuesday," because I think.
Oh,
that's
I know they're good. Gone.
They have been hit by COVID so badly, they've declared bankruptcy, and they're closing most of their stores.
Is it, though? Because I've eaten there a few times, and it's pretty terrible.
But anytime the whole business...
Well, no, obviously.
Anytime the whole business goes up...
I'm only making a joke, I guess.
Think if Ruby Tuesday can't do it, how the mom and pop is going to do it. I mean, you said 8 months? 8 months. How do people do that? How do you sustain?
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
I mean,
it's 18 after the hour. That's the DJV program. The health evils of sugar, fructose, and then a conversation warning you to beware of alcoholic wives. All this is part of the DJV show download, DJV download at DJVshow.com. We also focus on how this year is bad and wondering whether it can get worse. And there's a little conversation about the Glow Ladies. Speaking of Ruby Tuesday being gone, the Glow Ladies are gone too. Find out what the circumstances are. The DJV download at DJVshow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Today, many
many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hearing Stevie Nicks, there's something about her that I've always found attractive.
She's the best.
Yeah, she's really the best.
She's so good live, too.
Yeah. I've not seen her live, but I would like to. That would be my choice. If there was a concert and she was in it, and people say, well, you know you're going to get sick, I might take a chance.
Wait, what's this concert that you speak of?
All right, so Stevie's going to release a concert film, Stevie Nicks 24 Karat Gold, the concert, in select screenings coming next few weeks, apparently. She gave fans a sneak preview of the movie with a clip of her performing Rhiannon during her sold-out 24 Karat Gold tour. Minute-and-a-half-long video shows Stevie walking on stage during the opening of Rhiannon, taken from the first album, in front of a giant moon as she performs the song in witchy attire. Well, she dresses that way, doesn't she?
She's very witchy, yep.
Yeah, she is. Stevie Nicks, 24 Karat Gold, a concert filmed over a couple of nights during the 67-city tour, features a set list that includes hits and fan favorites from her Fleetwood Mac years, as well as her solo career, including Stop Dragging My Heart Around, Edge of 17, Stand Back. I think that's one of my favorites. Landslide. Her previously released teaser for the film featured her performance of Gypsy. Stevie Nicks, 24 Karat Gold, a concert shown in select theaters and drive-ins, exhibition spaces for a couple of nights only on the 21st and 25th of October. I'm going to circle that. Gonna do that. Tickets and a full list of screening locations available on the movie's website. Stevie will also release a live album that goes with this on October 30th, available as a 2-CD physical set, and that'll be only at Target stores. 2 vinyl sets available at Barnes & Noble, and a black vinyl version available anywhere to get music, plus it'll be on digital and streaming services. So, if you're a Stevie Nicks fan, help yourself. Very good deal to me. I just wish
that they would announce, or maybe they don't know yet, but this has to come to streaming at some point. Yeah. I just wonder where it's going to end up, because I would It's nice to hear the live album, but I want to see her perform because she's such a great visual performer that, you know, I want to see the concert film. I don't want to just listen to it.
There's something about those eyes, man, as well as her singing.
Listen to you. You're smitten. Smitten kitten.
Speaking of being smitten, how about we talk about Reba, somebody else that I kind of like. Apparently, she's dating Rex Lynn, which I...
Do you know who this actor is?
Because yes,
I know
you
like all the CSI stuff.
No. He's a very well-known character actor. Hasn't got a hair in his head. And
oh, my God. This guy?
Yeah. Right. That's really, exactly.
You know, I've never seen him.
Okay, so I don't know Reba personally, but I know her like through One Degree of Separation.
Yeah.
And she seems like the most down-to-earth, as big of a star as she is in country music, she seems very down-to-earth and fun, and I would imagine she wants someone who can like make her laugh. I think she's less concerned with the outside and like more just about someone who's fun, because I think she's fun.
Apparently, her friend... Melissa Peterman was with her
That's
on the first
That's the person
date.
I know her through.
Really? Yeah. Reba.
Well, I think
added,
Melissa introduced them.
Yeah.
Apparently. She gets the dirt for us.
How does Melissa know Rex Lynn would be the question, probably, right?
I mean, she's done a lot of acting. Hit little roles where you wouldn't even notice her.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm sure she's probably come into contact with them, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Good to have a person to talk to, laugh with, get into subjects about what's going on, she said. Discussions about our past, our family, funny stories, him being an actor, me being an actress, and he's very into my music, I'm very into his career. We're having a blast and still getting to know each other. Whatever happens in the future, we're very stable. And
what if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris had a civil but heated debate over COVID-19, the economy, and the Supreme Court.
Joe and I are very clear. The American people are voting right now. And it should be their decision.
They'd like to know if you and Joe Biden are going to pack the Supreme Court if you don't get your way in this nomination.
Let's talk about packing.
You once
Come
again
on.
Gave a non-answer. Joe Biden gave a non-answer.
I'm trying to answer you
the
now.
American people deserve a straight answer. And
yeah, let's talk about packing the court then. Let's talk about
Please.
The pack.
I just want the record to reflect she never answered the question. So I think the American people, maybe
you.
The next debate, Joe Biden will answer the question. But I think American people know the answer.
Hurricane Delta continuing its push toward the northern Gulf Coast. The storm is expected to make landfall on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham is urging senators and President Trump to consider passing the Problem Solvers bipartisan relief package after Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and the White House have not been able to reach an agreement on what economic relief should look like for the nation. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells CNN something does need to be done to help the American people out.
I've been saying for a long time, I don't believe Nancy Pelosi actually wants a deal. I wish she did. I think she views this as something that would give the president a bit of a victory prior to the election so that she's not going to allow that. The discussions are not just about the cost of the bill. It's what's contained in it. And when I read what she's proposed, it's a ransom note. I mean, she wants money to go to bail out states that have been poorly run for decades, wants money to go for tax breaks for millionaires in New York and in California. We need to keep this focused on getting people back to work, getting kids back to school, and helping get the disease behind us.
A New Jersey postal worker was arrested Wednesday for dumping almost 100 mail-in ballots into dumpsters in multiple towns. The Justice Department charging the mail carrier with 4 separate counts after he discarded approximately 1,875 pieces of mail on his route. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Inside the world of the world. That's what you find here daily on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, and you sharing our culture. If nothing else, this is a cultured program. Would you say, ladies, we have culture here?
Maybe we have a lot of culture.
Culture. Culture. Right? Culture. What was it we were talking about that I mispronounced? Oh, pumpkin. It's pumpkin at Dunkin'.
So cultured.
Right.
So cultured.
Yes. That's very cultured. Maybe it's the yogurt that's cultured. That may be what we're doing here. But our goal on this program is to bring you meaningful discussion and debate about the issues of the day so you can keep posted on what's going on, maybe keep track of, celebrate Jennifer's point of view or Victoria's point of view or, heaven forbid, my point of view on some of these things. I love to encourage people, and there's been more of it lately, to participate. If you go to djvshow.com or more, facebook.com/djvshow, there are still the people that take pot shots, and you're welcome to do that if it makes you feel better. We ignore those. I pay no attention. But every once in a while, like last night, I answered somebody's question about something they had asked us. And, I feel once in a while that I want to engage. Not often, frankly, because the trolls that are there, I leave them, freedom of speech and all that stuff. But I don't think the team as a whole or individually is much driven by some or moved by some of the comments that you post. You're welcome to do it, but some of them are just stupid. So I don't know why you would waste your time. Anyway, let's get to what's going on in Manhattan. I'll take Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten, Staten Island too. Statins. Oh, I'm on a statin. No, I'm not on a statin anymore. I tried it. It didn't work. All right, so let's get to what's really going on
I love when you just decide what you should take and what you shouldn't.
Well, it did.
But isn't that the whole point, though? We spent the first hour of the show saying we shouldn't rely on the government. We should all make our own personal choices.
Here's the thing. We should rely on our own personal choices at the advice of our doctors, our own personal doctors.
Well, I've tried three statins, and they've all given me really horrible cramps. So now we're on to the fourth one.
Is that a normal side effect?
It can be for some people. Yes, it can be. That's what I was told anyway by...
I've just never heard, you know, when you watch the commercials and then they list all the ways that it could kill you, cramps is usually not in there, but...
well, cramps, fortunately...
Bleeding from your eyeballs, bleeding from your anus, like there's every horrible side effect.
Yeah, right.
But who caused Doug Stevens cramps?
I don't know that cramps are killing. It's just that they're very unpleasant.
Sure, well, yeah.
Waking up in the middle of the night if you've ever had them, oof.
Especially when you're out there in that field plowing.
Right. Well, you're on the tractor and you
they
can't...
They cause erratic drive. Fertilizer.
Fertilizer.
All right, so the president's tax returns are still a subject of scrutiny, Victoria, because...
Well, it's back in the news because a federal appeals court ruled on Wednesday that Manhattan's Southern District Attorney can enforce his subpoena for President Trump's tax returns. Trump's lawyers tried to kill the request, and so that was rejected by this appeals court ruling. And so the district attorney has agreed to not enforce his subpoena while Trump seeks a stay from the Supreme Court. So essentially, it's kind of looks like we're heading to a Supreme Court battle with this one. If you're a cynic, then a lot of people have been saying that's yet another reason why Trump wants to fill that spot with Amy Coney Barrett as quickly as possible, because not only will the election maybe end up in front of the Supreme Court, but this case with his taxes and it, essentially, it's not just his taxes. That's really not the main issue. It's bank fraud, insurance fraud. He's accused of changing the value of his assets depending on which lender he was dealing with. And so that's really what the main crux of it is, and it's more of his business stuff. There was a couple weeks ago, there was another ruling that stated that Eric Trump had to testify for a deposition before the election. So I'm not sure if that's moving forward, but that was another thing. So it kind of feels a little bit like the walls are closing in on the Trump organization. But we'll see. If they're in the clear, then then they'll be vindicated. But if there's a lot,
had this kind of stuff before.
A lot of this stuff is related to Deutsche Bank, which we've talked about. You know, we know that Deutsche Bank is in it up to their eyeballs with all kinds of illegal activity, and the Southern District of Manhattan is going after them, and they're the ones who allowed Jeffrey Epstein's estate to funnel all kinds of money and payoffs to drug dealers and drug cartels and pedophile rings. I mean, it was Deutsche Bank has just looked the other way, and they've tried as long as they can to kind of, give themselves a stay of execution, but I don't think that that's going to last much longer.
All right, so while we're in the tax department, there's a survey suggesting that Americans, they were asked two things. Are you optimistic about the future? And will you pay more taxes? Okay, so...
You heard one of the candidates last night say taxes were going up.
Harris poll surveying Americans about taxes and their optimism, asking residents of our country if they would support an income tax increase next year, and the business about where the money goes. Three-quarters of Americans said that they either strongly or somewhat strongly support higher taxes if the funds go toward government services. 68% in favor of the money going toward paying down the national debt, which is at $27 trillion. Wow, look at that.
I'm not in favor of an income tax hike, per se, but I think that every state could do a sales tax increase, and then you get to choose if you want to buy that item.
I want both. Got to be one or the other.
Do you know what the sales tax in California is already?
10%.
It's over 10%.
Ridiculous.
I can't
outrageous.
Afford more of a sales tax hike. You know what? I pay plenty of money to live here. What I want is some accountability in how they spend it.
Everybody pays accountability. With the sales tax.
Here's what I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind a flat tax or a sales tax, but I do not want a sales tax and a federal tax and
on
a sales
top
tax
of it.
That's just going to keep going up.
Right. Has your federal tax gone up again lately?
Yes,
they just started it here too. The tax,
and they're going to raise it again because we've now our voters gave the unlimited right of power to Sacramento to have an unending gas tax, which means they can every six months raise it up by as much as 21 cents. So think about
that.
What? 21 cents incrementally.
People, that's
crazy.
Kill the rest. Restaurant business. That's all that does.
They already have.
Yeah.
And just, I just.
I'm not
I'm
on the Ocean Avenue in Santa Monica. I'm trying to find a seat in one of those restaurants when you're wandering up and down the street. But generally speaking, yeah.
I get people don't like Trump, and I get people don't like his personality, and that's. I understand. I really do. But look at California for an example of what the types of policies that are being floated by Biden and Harris. That these are the same policies that are in California already, and California is sitting in the dark. The state is on fire. We're getting taxed out of our minds, and we get no value back. I want some accountability. Look, I don't mind paying my fair share. I'm not trying to avoid paying taxes. I'm a responsible person, but I want to know where that money goes. I want to know who's getting rich off of it.
That's the thing. The money is going the waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. 35 cents of every dollar that you pay and I pay goes to things that go nowhere, that do nothing, that just feed the system. So in this poll, the Harris managing director, Amir Kanpulara, said that the question was asked about this is an old ruse, taxing the richest Americans. The richest Americans pay 90% of the taxes as it is right now. So you want to get them for more? Go. Those bad guys,
women
that start companies and provide jobs for Americans. I am so
damn sick. Well, but that's not always true, Doug. And a lot of the wealthiest people in America have a lot of tax loops. Look at our own president. There are so it's not really true when people say,
the
wealthiest people already,
fix the loopholes. That's part of the waste, fraud, corruption.
Well, the loopholes are not necessarily loopholes. If you take a loss, you write that loss off on your taxes, and a lot of wealthy people take a lot of losses. Well, right. They're very creative ways to take losses, and whereas middle class people don't, there's nothing. I've never written off anything in my life. I don't qualify for any of that. So I pay the full tax amount every single year, and I have since I got a job. So that's where middle class America, and I am firmly in middle class America. That's where we get really fed up with when you see someone a billionaire like Trump paying $700. I mean. That's the equivalent of being on the poverty line at $18,000 a year in income. So, saying, the wealthiest Americans, they pay it for everything. They do not. They absolutely don't. And a lot of corporations, how much tax does Amazon pay? What,
nothing? Zero.
So, right. So why aren't we going after that?
I warn you because
no matter how much more you tax the rich or people who own corporations, that's getting passed back on to you. Don't be fooled.
It's the reason
groceries are going up so much.
But let's deal with the real issue. And the real problem is what they do with the damn money.
Right.
Why can't we drain
that lottery fund? Where does all that money go?
It's supposed to
be for education, right? It's not.
No, right. Good luck on that one. Yeah, this is the way the money is spent. That's where we really need some answers. Go ahead, Jim.
They try to build this in. In California, I just learned about something. So they've changed our metrics about how we can open again because originally it was a ratio of cases, but then too many counties started to open. So then they did a color-coded system, and too many counties now started to open. So the next thing is that you have to have equity before you open. So that means the same number of cases for Black Americans, for Hispanic Americans, for White Americans, and all these different communities. Before you can actually open. And here's the kicker. You think, okay, so they want to have the same exact numbers for everybody. Weird, but all right. You read down, and they have gone to the counties and said, here's a list of vendors who can help you accomplish that. And there's a list of state-approved vendors who will help you get equity in your coronavirus numbers. Now, you can't tell me these are not people who are well-connected, who are on the back end of getting some BS government contract now to try to make things more equitable when it comes to the spread of coronavirus. Give me a break. We need to have NASCAR jackets for every politician around.
That's right. Who came up with that idea, Jennifer? Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, in a moment, I want to talk a little bit about ranked choice voting and whether you think it's a good idea to even know what it is on the ballot in many states. So what does it mean and how do we get involved in it? I want to invite you also to listen to the most recent Good Day Health podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. The one that features Dr. Ken Kronhaus begins with news about a study of the effects of coronavirus on your teeth. And then there's another conversation that we have about tattoos, what they do to your sweating, and if you want to lower your risk of cervical cancer, Ken has a prescription for that. We talk a lot about those exposed to gluten and what is happening if you're having a baby and you're eating gluten. What's the baby going to have? Baby's going to be gluten intolerant, perhaps? Yes or no? You'll get the answer by listening to this most recent Good Day Health podcast. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. The information I just gave you came from Ken's most recent podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Many states here are proposing in a ballot question the adoption of what they call ranked choice voting. Do you know what this is?
Yes.
This is for federal. Okay, you like it or not?
I don't.
Because you went the Electoral College.
Right. I just think that ranked choice voting is confusing, and I think it would take a long time for people to
So how do we unconfuse it? It replaces the plurality system, the Electoral College, with the ranked choice. That is, the person who gets the most votes gets the play. Anyway, go ahead, Jennifer.
Well, I mean, my argument against it, first of all, yes, I think the Electoral College is needed, and I'm a supporter of that, so I wouldn't support this on a federal level. I think it makes more sense when it comes to local elections, like judges or like places that have multiple candidates. Right now, because we're in a two-party system, it doesn't make a lot of sense. The ranking is going to be what are they ranking?
Well, the yes vote supports enacting ranked choice voting for primary and general elections for constitutional offices, but there's no explanation.
It represents more of the majority.
It represents more
of the majority.
It does.
But
that's not explained well here, so people will be confused, especially by some of the advertising that's really just plain wicked bad. It's 10 before the hour.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. 2.5 months ago, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection I picked up from a sick friend. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided and the sore throat improved but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then listened to one of Stephen Hoyer's videos on Green Meadow Whey and tried a sample. Shortly after having my first serving, I had a wonderful increase in energy. I then ordered the 5-pound container and started taking only 1/2 scoop
per day. Immediately, my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Time now at 53 after the hour for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida is here. You're going to love this one. There is a report that will apparently change the way paramedics reach remote areas. There is a new device, Ken. You can visualize this. Somebody sent me a picture of it, of a jet suit that has been adapted for use by paramedics so that they can, you know, most of the other TV shows, you always see the paramedic in your
flying paramedics.
Flying paramedics.
I love it.
I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
What a great idea.
It is a good idea. All right, let's get to the question and answer period. We have, as usual, a couple of questions about COVID. The vaccine that's showing the most promise now, every week we seem to have an update on this, especially in older adults, is being done at a place here in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, the research headquarters for Moderna. And we've talked about them along with two or three others that are working on these vaccines. What's interesting, and the question here has to do with their saying it's going to be good for older adults. Why would it not be good for everybody? What would go into a vaccine that would only be really good for older adults?
Well, you have to test it. Older adults, they metabolize, they break down things differently. Their immune systems are different. For example, in the flu vaccine, over 65, it's often recommended to give a second dose to give them a little bit more of the proteins that fight the vaccine, that fight the flu. So the fact that as we get older, our immune systems may not be as vigorous, they may not as vigorously respond to the vaccine. There are genetic differences. People of different genetic types, different ages, all potentially can react differently to the vaccine, and that's why it's important that many different genetic types and ages and sexes get tested for these new vaccines so we can see safety and effectiveness.
Yeah. Well, it's important. I think we may have talked about this before, in a sense. The question about vitamin D always seems to be coming up. Vitamin D, when's too much, et cetera, et cetera. Some people are hearing that vitamin D has nearly eliminated hospitalizations for those who take it. So does that mean everybody should be on it? I know that we talk about vitamin D all the time, and whether or not you're getting enough or too much. Is there a danger of getting too much? If you follow along here, and I think that's the question, vitamin D, if it did help to eliminate COVID, then should I take as much as I possibly can, is the question.
Well, I wouldn't recommend anyone take more than 2,000 units a day of vitamin D without the doctor saying it's okay. Most of us take about 1,000. If we take a multivitamin, that's what I do. If you're in a less sunny climate, you might need a little bit more. But the nice thing is, just ask the doctor the next time you get your yearly lab work to have them check a vitamin D level. And you can take too much of it. It's a fat soluble vitamin. You just want your level over 30. That's where the normal line is. But there's really no evidence, and I know we could argue about this forever, that extremely high levels give you extremely better outcomes. Just don't let it get below the bar, and ask your doctor to check it at least once.
All right. So along with that comes a question about peptides. I don't really know that I know what a peptide. I've heard the word, and I know it has something to do, but for somebody who's familiar with his body, I don't really know what a peptide is. What is it?
Well, these are short-chain amino acids. You know, the amino acids are the building blocks of protein. So you put several amino acids before they get to the protein. That's what a peptide is.
So should you be taking peptides? Amino acids, should be taking amino acids to help ward off the flu or just to keep yourself healthy?
Well, I think it's part of a healthy diet.
Food has peptides in it? I don't know.
Anything that you eat, the building blocks of protein, just a good healthy diet. Dairy has peptides in it.
Really? Oh, okay. Ice cream.
But just if you eat a healthy diet of fruits, vegetables, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, nuts, you're gonna get your peptides.
Yeah. All right. Good to know. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken every week at this time. Speaking of time, it's 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.